Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One sure sign that we're getting close to the end of a legislative session is the number of study resolutions being considered. In any given session, the legislature will debate over 1,000 bills, but in some cases, more information is needed before anyone can cast an informed vote or draft an effective law, for that matter. In those cases, the legislature agrees to put the issue on hold for 2 years while they conduct a study. Many times, these are complex issues, such as utility deregulation or studying how best to implement a huge policy change like Obamacare. Others can be less complex, like studying the effects of agrotourism. No matter what they are, big or small, all study resolutions follow the same process as a bill. They're heard in committees in each house, they're debated on the floor of each house, and they're voted on by each house. Those that pass are placed on a list, those that fail fall by the wayside. Those that pass will be assigned to interim committees that meet between now and the next legislative session. Study resolutions are important because they give an indication of where the legislature may be headed in the next session. So far, 30 study resolutions have been introduced on everything ranging from studying optional septic drain fields, to studying how to break the cycle of youth who run away, to studying the value and cost of wolves and grizzlies, to electioneering, and to the use of chloride-based de-icers. Some of the more controversial ones were a resolution to study the legalization of marijuana for recreational use, a study on the effects of drugs on infants, and a study on compensation for wrongly convicted persons. Representative Manzella wants to study meat inspection laws. Representative Mercer wants to study the Board of Crime Control, and Representative Shaw wants to study weather modification. As you can see, these study requests run the gamut from complex to simple. Representative Zolnikoff's request to study bonding and decommissioning for energy resources passed the House yesterday by a vote of 90-7. Obviously, legislators think that one's important. Equally important from our perspective are study resolutions that are requested but never introduced. One of those was a resolution to study the implementation of the Uniform Parentage Act of 2017. We were geared up and ready to fight it, but in the end, we dodged a bullet. For one reason or another, it was requested but never introduced. The Uniform Parentage Act was drafted by the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws and was amended in 2017 to codify the United States Supreme Court's decision in the Obergefell case on same-sex marriage. So far, only a small handful of states have adopted the 2002 version, and an even smaller number have adopted the 2017 version, and for good reason. The act changes the definition of parents, changes the definition of children, and changes how the parent-child relationship will be viewed by the courts. In Montana, we believe that families should be strengthened, not redefined. As I said, study resolutions give an indication as to what will be on the legislature's agenda 2 years from now, so it's important that we remain vigilant and watch them carefully. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.